Joining us now, they're down in Austin, Texas, and they run cricket shirts. We have Hobson Brown and Billy Nachtman. How's it going, boys? What's going on?
Things are good. You know, we're just happy to be on the call with you guys.
All right, so, you know, we always talk to people, clothing companies and kind of newer companies that we may not have been familiar with. You guys have been around for a couple of years now. How do you get into this industry, and how do you kind of get your niche going?
Well, I think, you know, so Hob and I, we grew up together. We met when we were 5 or 6 years old in elementary school or kindergarten. And so we grew up together in New York City and went to boarding school and grew up in this sort of polo shirt wearing environment. But we always kind of loved that classic four-button placket golf shirt that you know, we used to watch Jack and Arnie used to wear back in the day in the 80s. And so, you know, we reconnected as adults, you know, around 10 years ago. And had always been looking for a way to possibly work together, and so we decided to build a brand around this shirt that we both had a common love for. So that was kind of the genesis and the seed for the idea.
Yeah, I would say we also kind of, this is Hobson here, and you know, I think we also realized that there wasn't a brand that was kind of speaking to guys like Billy and myself on the market that was like, you know, this, you know, late 20s, early 30s kind of guy that, you know, liked this kind of classic style but might be a little more, you know, progressive and kind of forward-thinking when it comes to, you know, various things and the way brands spoke to those kinds of people. So it was kind of a combination between a product that we couldn't find and then also building a brand that we felt wasn't on the market.
Yeah, I mean, was it as simple for you guys as taking what is a – I mean, when you look at it, and hopefully our listeners will go out to cricketshirts.com, and that's cricket with a Q in the middle. When you look at the vintage style of it, and we all – you're talking about Arnie and Jack and the pocket with the fold over and the four button. Was it as simple as taking that vintage style that if you went out and bought it vintage, it was going to be old, tattered, and polyester?
Yep.
And bringing it into this – century with modern fabrics and patterns and colors and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, literally, we did exactly what you said. I mean, we're tired of kind of combing these thrift stores to find our favorite shirts, and we really identified, you know, this one particular shirt that we had, and, you know, we felt that there were ways to improve upon it from a, you know, fabric and a fit and a details standpoint. You know, so you touched on the polyester, you know, component. Most of those shirts were, if you light a match near it, you know, watch out, you might go up in flames. But so, you know, we wanted to do something that was a little more, you know, appropriate for on and off the course. So, you know, we chose an organic cotton. Not only do we feel like it's better for the environment, but it's a super soft fabric that wears really well off the course and on the course. So it's a super soft, you know, kind of a lightweight. And then we also felt like there were certain details, like the, we call it bacon collar effect that happens to a lot of golf shirts and polo shirts on the market. So after you've washed your shirt a few times, you get that kind of shriveled up effect that happens in the collar, hence bacon collar.
Yep.
So, you know, kind of with Billy's background, Billy was an architect before we launched Cricket, and, you know, it's all about kind of problem solving, and so we basically came up with like a, you know, design for our collars that includes removable collar stays positioned in a certain way that really prevents that from happening, and we're, you know, one of the only brands that actually puts removable collar stays in all of our golf shirts, and so, yeah, it was a combination of all of that, just like you said, and you know, improving on something that's been around forever. I mean, we're making clothes. We're not going to the moon. So, I mean, it's definitely looking to the past for a lot of our designs and a lot of you know, how we're trying to build this company going forward.
Well, there has to be some magic in it because you have a quote right on your site that says, it says, "Your shirts make my husband look 10 pounds lighter."
That's all about the X factor, and that comes involved in, like, the fit.
Okay,
and
can I wear 5 of them? I would like to look at least 50 pounds lighter.
You know, it does. It scales like that.
So all right.
It's like 2X or 5X.
All right. The other question I want to ask is, looking at the site, who named the shirts? I mean, the Valerian Steel? I mean, is somebody a fan of a certain show?
I think we all are, you know, we all look to sort of, you know, references and current, you know, whether it's movies, shows, things are going on around us that we feel like will resonate with our customers. So typically the naming process is, you know, there's 8 of us in the office, and we all just sit around a table and throw out ideas, and some get shot down. And, you know, obviously Valerian Steel is a pretty popular one right now.
All right, well, we're talking to Hobson Brown and Billy Nachman from Cricket Shirts and down in Austin where they're keeping it weird. I'm curious, as you start to look at the – I'm looking through your site and looking at all of the different things that you guys have going on, and when you start identifying a style, this is definitely – I mean, this is on point for right now. I mean, here in the Carolinas, a lot of the resort golf wear is Vineyard Vines – croquis on your Ray-Bans, a Salt Life sticker on the back of your freaking Tahoe, and you live 3 hours from the ocean. That's what we're dealing with. How did you tap into Austin's influence to come up with something so cool?
Well, I would say Austin's a pretty unique city. You know, it's the fastest growing city in America right now. I know that Charlotte's up there as well, but bringing in people from you know, from New York and San Francisco and Portland, and while it's got a really strong sort of identity, you know, rooted in its own history through music and art and film, all these outside influences are coming together in one place and at one time. It's a really unique place to be right now. You know, neither Hob or I are from here. I've lived here in Austin for 10 years. I definitely feel like it's home, and, you know, I feel assimilated. But I also, you know, I appreciate, you know, the outside influence and all the new ideas that are coming through Austin right now. It's definitely there's a strong entrepreneurial spirit here. We've had a great opportunity to partner with some cool brands around town. And it's a really unique Texas city in that it exports really well across the country. I mean, I think, you know, you could be in, you know, the most progressive part of San Francisco and everyone loves Austin. You probably couldn't say the same thing about Dallas or Houston. So it's kind of a unique city in that way.
Yeah, so when you guys sit down and you think about, you know, and the trend does seem to be moving towards the, hey, you can wear it on the golf course or to work or out at night. I mean, that definitely seems to be where the industry is going in terms of apparel. How do you guys figure out, you know, are you out there playing golf? Are you watching people play golf? How are you figuring out what exactly kind of clothing that you're looking for? I mean, obviously the golf shirt's easy, but when you start talking about sweaters and pullovers and long sleeve, I mean, how do you figure out exactly what's going to be the next greatest thing? I mean, we always talk about, heck, these guys with – you know, tailor-made drivers are probably being made for 2018. We know that for a fact. They're being made for 2018 now, or, you know, 3 months ago. So how do you stay in front of the curve?
I think, you know, we've got a great team. We've got a couple designers that, you know, are really great at kind of staying up to date with what's going on from, like, a trend standpoint. And though I would say, you know, we're not trying to chase trends. We're kind of this classically styled, you know, company that looks to the past. So, you know, I also think it comes down to, like, anything we design, it's clothes that Billy and I will wear, and it's clothes that we like, and I think we know who our customer base is, you know, that kind of intimately. That it really helps, you know, when it comes to, like, making our product decisions for, you know, 2018 or, you know, even, like, 2019. So it's, you know, we're not coming up with, you know, new performance technology as well. I would think that's kind of different from, you know, maybe the Under Armours and the Nikes of the world that are constantly like trying to come up with the newest, like, highest tech performance fabric. We're not trying to compete with them on that. You know, a lot of the performance wear we actually think, you know, from the beginning of the company was, you know, we don't like that stuff. Like, that's not what we wear. You know, there is a place for it, but, like, for us, it's really, like, what would we wear? Is this on the course or is it off of it? You know, both. And you know, Billy and I, neither of us wear, you know, the polyester, you know, shiny shirts on or off the course. So I think it was kind of, you know, an easy decision for us. And so that's kind of what we always have in the back of our minds when we're designing product as well.
Yeah, and I'd also just throw in there really quickly, you know, Hob and I, you know, obviously we're designing clothes that are going to work for each other, but we also have very different styles. I'd say Hob is maybe slightly more of the classic prep, and I'm a little bit more in the rugged furry side. I spent around 6 years up in the Pacific Northwest, and it hasn't quite left me yet. So, I mean, we wear, you know, we both wear our clothes every day, and we wear them differently, and that's one of the things we love about our product is that it's really versatile. You can kind of go with that more preppy look, or you can kind of have a more of an alternative look to your wardrobe as well. So,
well, and before we let you guys go, real quickly, I'm curious, how do you answer the question tucked or untucked? Because a lot of country clubs are still requiring golfers to wear their shirts tucked in, but your shirts seem to be designed to look best untucked.
Well, it's a tough measurement to get right. I mean, we like to think that our shirts work both ways. We've designed them, continually we've designed them long enough to tuck in so that you can wear them on the course, but that they're not too long so that if you're, you know, at your house on a, you know, having a Saturday barbecue or something like that, you don't, you know, it doesn't look like you're wearing a dress. That being said, you know, I mean, anyone who claims that they have figured out what the perfect length is for everyone is not telling the truth, because everyone's got a different length torso and everyone's got different length arms, and, you know, it's just, regardless of what size you are, it's really hard to kind of nail that. I mean, I think we've found a pretty good, you know, sort of sweet spot there. But it's not going to be perfect for everyone in both scenarios. I mean, that's just being realistic. But we try, for sure.
And I always wear a dress to barbecues.
it's very disturbing. But hey, before we let you guys go, I think you have an offer for our listeners as well.
Yeah, so we'd love to offer your listeners a 20% discount when they come to our site, which is www.cricketshirts.com. And that's spelled C-R-I-Q-U-E-T, shirts. It'll be Golf Shop 20. If you type that in as a coupon code at checkout, you'll get 20% off your purchase.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you guys coming on. We look forward to more great things coming out of Cricket, and we'll catch up with you guys again soon.
Hey, thanks a bunch. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on.